morning. Welcome to the podcast. What was it called? Anarchy Today? I can't remember. I haven't done a posting here for a while, and it's not from neglect either. It's just because I've been really busy building the Wellness Cafe and creating a safe space for people to live and love. And I had an insight today. I was going to write it down, and then I realized it was a story and it should really be spoken. So today, in our podcast on the adventures of creating an anarchist community in the midst of abundance, wealth, magic and technology blended together, creating a culture of people most unique. So sit back, grab yourself a drink. I've got my coffee here, my red reishi infused coffee, and enjoy the story. Now, the story is from an insight on the dangers of technology. Some 10,333.27 years ago, there was a group of people living over in the northern side of the Mediterranean, right? A small planet in the Milky Way galaxy, way down at the bottom, depending on your perspective, of course, left side corner of a pretty average galaxy. And on this planet, which was eventually called Earth, there was this group of people living. And one day, one of the more resourceful men in the clan found a stone. And he saw something in it when he picked it up. He wasn't sure what he saw, but it looked useful. And he had ideas about how it could be used in his daily life. He picked it up and he used it. And it became useful. And he was a young man when this happened. And so he grew with this thing that he found. And it grew too, because he loved it. And it became a knife. He added a handle. He found better objects that worked well for his thoughts and his ideas and his concepts. And then before you know it, he was cutting rocks with other rocks, creating knives. And he shared this knowledge with his clan, and he became the leader of the clan because his invention, his creation, his technology assisted their group in gathering food and hunting for food. And the tribe grew strong. And then, you know, funny thing happened. This funny thing happened only two generations into the future. The inventor of the knife had died, a loved and respected man. His family was wealthy and did well in the community and supported it and loved it. And the knife was shared with everyone, and other younger people were making them. But then they started to notice that there was a lot of injuries happening. People were getting hurt, cuts and lacerations on their fingers and hands and on their thighs and wrists. And their injuries grew and grew as time passed, and for a long time no one understood why. They were all just doing their thing. The only real difference was that they all had knives now. And then someone realized, Knives are dangerous. Yes, they are useful. And they do great things for us, but look at us. We're all getting cut, and it's because of the knives. And at first, when this young person said this out loud, no one believed him. They all thought he was crazy. But he persisted. And he was careful with his knife when he was using it. And no one had been careful before. It was a new thing. And he taught his children how to be careful with a knife. And one of the children took this knowledge to the clan, because the father, of course, was embarrassed. Everyone laughed at him when he said it was the knives. So he never said anything. But his youngest son, he did. He brought it to the people, and they were amazed that all their cuts and sores were going away when they were careful with their knives. The technology of knives had spread to other groups among the people. And when one group discovered that knives were dangerous, their leader banned knives and said, "We can't use these dangerous tools." And they stopped using knives and continued to live on the earth, but always in fear of the technologies they created, and often banning them. Sometimes other people said, "Well, maybe we should use them with rules and put rules on them for that we can control them better." And this group of people also lived on the earth, and they grew beside the other beings, people, who understood that it was their own responsibility to make sure they used their technology carefully. So this story goes across eons of time, and we're going to fast forward now, telescope out, and look at the grander picture. And move across time rather quickly now. And these people grew in numbers and size and influence. And more things were invented. And more discoveries were made about the world, about their environment. And technology grew, and eventually, one day, someone realized that the plants and animals they consume affects their bodies in more ways than just nourishment. And with this theory, a new concept was created. And at first they called it alchemy and medicine and sage work, shamanism, doctor even. The language has changed over time, and we can't capture the same words they had back then as we do now. And so some of the story is lost in translation through time. But note, too, that as each new technology was formed and perfected and manifested and or dreamed into reality, it was discovered, but no one talked about it, that they all had dangers. Every new convenience had a danger connected to it. But because no one talked about it, it was forgotten. And eventually no one knew that technology always had a danger about it. It was good, yes, but there was always a danger connected with it. Always. So this group of people, no longer are they a group now. They're much too massive. They have covered the whole entire earth. They are the dominant animal being. They, in fact, did. They They transcended the animal being boundary and became beings. And the being grew in knowledge very quickly. And he understood his body, her body, very well. And they understood the elements of the earth very well. And they created technology that was able to look deep into the physical reality of both inner and outer physical reality. It was an exciting time as this species grew. And they were a violent group of people, always killing each other, always fighting, and squabbling, and hurting each other. And this continued on. And through their understanding of the physical reality, they created technologies that were beyond their scope. And they were creating technologies that affected the mind and the heart and the soul. And they didn't even know this because they hadn't explored these aspects of their own reality, their own being. As they grew out of their physical animal nature and became beings, which were still physical, but were now also psychic and some, but not all, were spiritual. And the species continued to live and grow. And because they weren't talking about the dangers of technology anymore, there was a great deal of hurt that was being given to the species, to the individuals, to the groups, on all levels. By now, their being was immersed with technology. But because they weren't really paying attention to their own growth, and they didn't recognize that they were beings now, not just animals, and they had capacities far beyond the physical now, but they were using them carelessly, in ignorance, almost unconsciously. And as their technology grew, it became more powerful than them. And they lost sight of what they were creating. And there was a great danger upon them, all of them. Now, these people were a smart people. And there were people among the people who did research what it meant to be a being, not an animal. And they slowly accumulated knowledge, even in the face of resistance, because there was a desire to remain who they were in the past, which was an animal. A reluctance to embrace their fullness. But not these pioneers. And they kept looking and feeling and thinking. And they wrote, and they wrote books, and they created courses and concepts and labels. And they came to understand things of the mind and heart and spirit better and better. And this was a good thing. And with the creation of some of the modern technologies, communication became amazing. There was now the ability to speak across the world in real time to anyone, anywhere, if you had access to technology, of course. The technology was so built into the being, though, it was a part of their being. But of course, they didn't realize that because they just thought they were animals. But it was. And those who were researching and practicing what it was to be a being were really excited about the potential of being a being. And they felt sad for their brethren and sisters. Sisterin? Brethren, maybe is a male-female thing, who knows. Because while they were growing and becoming more than they ever were in the past, and they represent the species, they were understanding their full capacity as psychic beings, as beings who could become spiritual. And this had huge potential and ramifications, and only a few on Earth had ever demonstrated some of the great potentialness found in being spiritual. Among the beings who were growing quickly, someone realized that technology was dangerous, all technology, and that some of the new technologies were dangerous to the mind and spirit. And like their cavemen brethren of eons past, for a time they were being hurt by their own technology without even knowing it. And when it was discovered, because they were a smart people, they were able to quickly, within a few generations, overcome the dangers of the technology and use it for growth, abundance, happiness, and joy. Never eliminating the struggles and trials of life, technology does not do that. So he shared this. No one actually at this time in life was paying attention to the sexes. And it might have been a she, but it really doesn't matter if it was a he or a she. It was one of the beings. And they shared it with the other beings who were researching and practicing what it was to be a being, because it was still new. Although growth was quick and things were looking up, this bit of information, this remembrance about technology was a boon, because then all the beings who were using technology started to use it carefully. And that changed things. That technology stopped hurting that person, those people, those beings. And the technology was still there and they were using it, and it was useful and had great practical utility. And there was thriving and growing. And as the dangers of that technology were lessened and reduced in the beings that were using it still, with understanding that we have to be careful with our technology, it changed a lot of things. And the beings continued to grow. And the animals eventually found their place on the earth, who were beings, but didn't want to embrace that. And they lived in their ways on the earth. And the beings, too, lived on the earth. But the beings, because they were using technology carefully, lived longer lives, and eventually they did develop travel into the cosmos and they visited other planets and colonized, built communities throughout the galaxy, and they met other beings who had also discovered their true selves, their larger selves, who were also building colonies throughout the galaxy. And they shared the galaxy in love, peace, and harmony. Thank you all for listening to that short story. I hope you really enjoyed it. And if you feel like you got something from it, a gift of some kind, like an insight or motivation, a decision made by listening to it, or even just good feelings and the joy of hearing a thoughtful, honest story, please return the gift by donating to the Wellness Cafe and sending your e-transfer to wellness.cafe@protonmail.com. All your donations go towards keeping this free, sovereign, autonomous community that lives under the banner of love, functioning and living in our city here in BC. Thank you so much.